Could you tell me briefly something about the Asian American Health Coalitions?
Well, let me start because since I have to leave. Mm-hmm. So the Asian American Health Coalition was an organization that was started in 1994 by several of us who thought that it was important that Houston Asian American community have services in their language that was culturally and linguistically competent to the community. At that time, in 1994, we were seeing a great number of Vietnamese, of course, come from the as refugees. Chinese had started to come, in the 80s after the Nixon, opened up relations with China. A lot of Chinese from the mainland started coming, and of course, we've always had Chinese from Taiwan, Hong Kong, and other parts of Asia come. So the Chinese population was growing, the Vietnamese population was growing, and we didn't have a whole lot of services that addressed the needs of that group. And they were first generation, so language was a major problem. Some of us, and I think Beverly Gore is going to be here. I think Dr. Gore will be here. Lynn Nguyen is the other person that was real critical to the development. We had known that other communities with smaller numbers of Asian population had these kinds of services in health, mental health, social services. And so that's why we said, well, our population, needs the same thing. So we got together, Lynn and Beverly were part of a conference, mental health conference, and helped encourage them to identify some of the needs. So they got together. I joined in shortly after that. And we created the Asian American Health Coalition because we all work full time. We didn't have a whole lot of time to put into it, but we wanted to see this develop. The Asian American Health Coalition was really doing more advocacy and education at the time. Advocacy because we had to prove to others that we had a need in Houston for our community. Back then, there were no data, very little research about Asian Americans in general, and none in Houston. So it was hard to build a case to say why we needed these services. We would hear stories about our Asian community going to like the hospital district to get services, and they would sit there for hours because they wouldn't hear their name called because staff wouldn't pronounce their name correctly. So they were not, real culturally competent in terms of knowing the various groups of people they were serving. So these people would sit there all day waiting to come to find out their name had been called hours earlier. It was very hard for them to talk about what their problems were. So we weren't seeing Asians in the public system. They weren't showing up for services. Consequently, people thought we had no problems because our numbers weren't, proving it. So it took a group like us to say to people, you're not seeing us because our people don't show up. They don't show up because people don't know their language and their culture and they don't respond to them. It took a long time. We had to use data from other communities to show, what was happening to the Asian community. We got little grants, as best we could based on our relationships with folks. Gradually, I guess about 8 years later, we were able to build on all of that experience and said, if we're going to have a clinic, which was really our dream in the first place, we better start. So in 2002, we opened Hope Clinic as part of the Asian American Health Coalition. It was a major program that we decided to venture into with volunteers. So we opened 4 hours a month, the last Tuesday or Thursday of the month. It was the same, every month, and it was all volunteers from the Chinese Chinese Baptist Church that helped provide services. We charged $5 a visit just so that people, would pay a little something. And that's what we did for about 2 years. And we, again, gradually we were able to get some grants to help add to the programming. And then Katrina broke out in 2005, Hurricane Katrina. And that's when we really ramped up, because the Vietnamese that lived in the Gulf Coast area that was hit by Katrina started to come to Houston. And we worked with a sister organization called BP, Boat People SOS, at Hong Kong Center. They gave us space to see clients at that time. We saw about 3,000 clients during the Katrina period for 3 weeks. And after that, it was just not the same for us. We increased our hours even more and had more staff.